This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending February 1st. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $223.49, dropping $7 on Friday alone, and it was $13.77 lower for the week. But with only 523 loads sold for the week in that daily boxed beef cutout. However, this cutout had been over 240 and has dropped almost $17 in the last 10 days. The comprehensive or the average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including the formulas, exports, outfront sales, along with that spot trade, it was at $227.26, and it was actually 67 cents higher than the previous week. It did not follow the $13 decline in the daily choice cutout, and that was due mostly to the impact of formula sales. The total reported box beef volume was 6,400 loads, and that was 318 loads higher than last week. The exports were at 718 loads, and that was 48 loads lower than the previous week. The formula trade, on the other hand, was 3,495 loads, which was up over 100 loads from the previous week. It was about 55% of the total load count sold again this week, and that makes 2 weeks in a row. And that tends to have a buffering effect against those wide swinging daily cutout prices, since the daily cutout was only about 8% of the total sales. In that spot trade for the primal cuts, the trade was very mixed and uneven. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, which had set new all-time records, climbing $50 to $54 lately in the last few weeks, and they drove the cutout to the new all-time highs also in the process. But they were $12 to $14 lower on those rounds and chucks. The loins and ribs were steady to three higher, finally showing some strength after being lackluster since the middle of December. The outfront sales were at 1,065 loads, which was 144 loads more than the previous week. There were limited numbers of chucks and round product booked at $35 to $60 per hundredweight less than the current spot or the formula trade in that outfront sale. So the chucks and rounds were just sold at a lower money in the outfronts. However, the big reported sales were about 1.7 million pounds of ribeyes that were priced out front, and they were about $36 over the current prices. The recent choice in loin and rib primal prices were really not very much different than prices were late last summer, since they had not increased that much during the last month when those outside primal cuts were skyrocketing. And the cow cutout was steady to firm. 90% trimmings were just a little over a dollar higher. And the cow runs have been slow in most areas, except in that drought areas on the West Coast. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was $2 to $4 lower following the boxed beef trade, and it was $144 to $146 on limited sales. The dress prices were $8 to $9 lower at $230 to $232, also on very light sales. Very, very aggressive selling in the last few weeks have kept feedlots very current, allowing them to pass lower bids this week. The average live weight from the Texas Panhandle was 1,272 pounds, and that was 5 pounds higher than the previous week, and that compares to 1,270 last year. So we're staying very close to where we were last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for a week ending January 18th was 1 pound lower at 870 pounds, and that compares to 871 last year and 853 pounds for the average for the previous 5 years. Aggressive selling and the harsh winter weather in the northern plains have kept weights very similar to last year, even though lower feed costs have been promoting higher weights earlier in the fall. Choice Select Spread was finally inverted at a negative $1.30 on Friday, which was about $2 lower as retailers continue to push for select product. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA Livestock Market News in Amarillo, Texas.